Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, May 24th, 2019. Today is our second anniversary. And as we've mentioned the last couple days, we'd like to invite our listeners to Pratergarten in Prenzlauer Berg this Sunday between 2 and 4 p.m. to say hi and have a drink. Just look for us at the table with a big vase of flowers on it. We can't buy everyone drinks, but we'll have Berlin Briefing stickers to give away, a couple door prizes, and most importantly, open ears for anyone who has suggestions on how we can improve our daily reporting. More details to follow on social media. Now, on to the news. The Thai visa in Wilmersdorf is to be reorganized. Currently, a planning office is developing a design made by students at the Technical University, as District Councillor Oliver Schufnigge of the Green Party reported to the German press agency. The plan is to be presented to the public in autumn. The street kitchens in Preußenpark, which had been tolerated for years, were the subject of a dispute over noise and rubbish. The task is to find a solution between authorities, annoyed residents, vendors, and visitors. In February, the students presented their ideas. According to Schufnigge, in the future, the market will have clear spatial boundaries and a maximum of 60 stalls, enabling people to still sit in the meadow and eat, but, quote, it can't break out into pure chaos. The vendors are to receive the stands from a unified organization, and according to Schufnigge, it could be a charitable foundation. City Councillor Arne Hitz of the CDU said the Public Order Office and the police are currently patrolling the area, and a trend reversal is being initiated. The park suffered especially during the hot summer of 2018. According to Hitz, such a, quote, considerable overuse should not happen again. The Thai visa is to become legal, and the solution is to offer both a market and green spaces for park visitors from 2020 on. In the Thursday morning rush hour, two cyclists were run over by right-turning trucks in Berlin, as confirmed by the Berlin police to RBB24. The accidents occurred in Lichtenberg and Plänterwald, less than an hour apart. In the accident in Lichtenberg, a woman was seriously injured, and according to police, her life is in danger. The cyclist injured in Plänterwald is said to have suffered leg injuries. This year, the demonstration Zug der Liebe, or Caravan of Love, will walk through East Berlin under the motto 30 Years of the Fall of the Wall. The spiritual successor of the Love Parade has been in danger due to insufficient funding and lack of volunteers. Initially, the organizers even canceled the event for this year, but recently, a crowdfunding influx of 19,000 euros and more than 30 people volunteering put the Zug der Liebe back on track. Nevertheless, according to organizers, they will have to contribute more funds, and the music trucks must finance themselves. How high the cost for the organizers and the trucks will be depends on whether the afterparty can take place and how much money it makes. More than 50,000 people participated last year, but not always lovingly. According to police, participants attacked task forces with pyrotechnics. The Zug der Liebe was founded in 2015 in response to right-wing populism and the Pegida movement. The political dance event will start on August 24th in Treptow Köpenick, and the organizers expect 15 to 20 trucks. The Berlin-born British citizen and author Judith Kerr has died at the age of 95. Kerr was born on June 14, 1923, and fled Berlin in 1933 at the age of 9 with her Jewish family. Her father, Alfred Kerr, was a celebrated critic in the Weimar Republic, and the Nazis burned his books. Kerr's experiences flowed into the semi-autobiographical children's and youth book Als Hitler das rosa Kaninchen stahl, the story of Anna, who has to leave behind a pink plush rabbit in Berlin while fleeing, has become an award-winning bestseller and a must-read in German schools. In 1936, the family settled in London, and Kerr graduated from art school there. After the war, she worked as an editor for the BBC, where she met her husband, British television writer Nigel Kneel. They were married until his death in 2006. In 1968, Kerr made her breakthrough in Great Britain with her first work, The Tiger Who Came to Tea. A children's book series about the eccentric tomcat Mog followed. She sold 9 million books worldwide, translated into 25 languages. the passionate artist and author wrote until old age. In 2016, Ein Seehund für Herrn Albert was published in German, based on her father who raised an abandoned seal baby which he had found on the beach. A primary school in Berlin-Schmargendorf is named after Kerr. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. And don't forget to vote on Sunday. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.